It was billed as a China-U.S. basketball friendship match. Friendship? Well, that seemed to disappear. With over 9 minutes left in last night's game, things devolved into quite a brawl. That sound from one of many videos out there this morning of spectators reacting to a chaotic fight that broke out between the Georgetown University men's basketball team and a Chinese professional club. The Washington Post's Gene Wong was in Beijing for that game and is now in Shanghai, where there are more games scheduled for Georgetown. Gene, hello.
Hey, how are you?
Oh, very well. What in the world happened on the court last night?
Yeah, that's what a lot of people were asking. It was a game marred by a lot of physicality early, a lot of fouls early on. And eventually, tensions just escalated to the point where the bench was cleared. The one incident that triggered the bench-clearing brawl, which was the second one of the game, by the way, was a hard foul on Jason Clark, a senior guard on the Georgetown team. A Chinese player fouled him, pushed him to the ground. You can clearly see that in all the videos that are circulating out there on the Internet. And Jason obviously didn't take kindly to it, got up and said something to him. They're pushing and shoving, more pushing and shoving, and then the bench is emptied. And at that point, that's when it started getting really scary. There were chairs flying because they were loose chairs all over the side,
wow,
skirts of the court, and fans were there. Chinese fans were there. They had chairs. One of the Georgetown players, Henry Sims, had a chair thrown at him, as a matter of fact. And it got worse thereafter even more when Georgetown coach John Thompson III eventually decided to pull his team off the court, which was a great idea because it was clearly the game was over. They weren't going to play anymore. And at that point, as they were walking off the court into the locker room, fans from above started to throw full water bottles at the team.
The fans got it, throwing it at the Georgetown players.
And the coaching staff, who had a duck as they were going into the tunnel, and so the bottles missed the players and the coaching staff, but hit some of the spectators who were watching in the stands behind the Georgetown bench.
It's amazing. We don't see this kind of violence, I mean, even when games in the Big East Conference where Georgetown plays can get pretty physical at the end of the season.
No, you're absolutely right. And Georgetown has said as much. John Thompson III is like, we're used to tough play. The Big East is the toughest conference in the country. We play Pittsburgh, Villanova, Louisville, Cincinnati every night, and
of
they
course
give all we can handle. But we don't expect to have people step over the lines of sportsmanship, I think is the best way to phrase it.
Tell us anything you can about the Bai Rockets, the Chinese team they were playing.
Yeah, they're a Chinese military team. The players serve in the military. They're one of the best teams, actually, in the Chinese Basketball Association. But the one thing I found very interesting was looking at the Chinese social media afterward, a lot of the Chinese citizens were blaming the Chinese team for being the agitators. And we interviewed a spectator who went to both the Georgetown games, and he even said that it was kind of a shameful episode for the Chinese team.
And we understand that China has actually censored much of the mainstream media and taken the story off.
Yeah, well, that's true. They actually, two of the most prominent websites in China actually had stories up for about an hour before, I guess, the censors got wind of it and took it down. And I have not seen if our Post stories are being circulated there, but I would imagine not.
These two teams are scheduled to face each other again on Sunday night in Shanghai. I mean, is that any way that's going to happen?
See, that's something that definitely needs to be sorted out. I mean, for the life of me, can't see that happening unless there's some detente, you know, and some easing of tensions, and they decided they want to kind of replay this, put that ugly scene behind them, and you know, play a real basketball game with none of the ugly stuff that happened.
I look forward to reading your coverage. That's Gene Wong of the Washington Post. We reached him in Shanghai. Thanks for talking to us.
My pleasure.